Codeine is a pharmaceutical drug that has become popularized through hip-hop music. This trend was sparked by DJ Screw during the 1990s, who was from Houston, Texas. This emerging trend involves young people mixing soda with codeine-containing syrup and consuming this as a recreational substance. It usually creates a sense of euphoria that is enjoyed by its consumers. The concoction of codeine syrup and soda has been dubbed liquid heroin and is commonly referred to as lean or dirty Sprite. The recreational use of codeine is easily practiced due to its clandestine appearance and accessibility from pharmacies. In South Africa, codeine products are considered a Schedule II drug and can be purchased without a prescription. Furthermore, the Children's Act of 2005 states that any child in South Africa from the age of 12 can purchase medication from a pharmacy without the consent of their parents. Both the short and long-term use of codeine pose many problems that manifest physiologically and psychologically. The recreational use of codeine can lead to physical problems such as kidney failure, reduced heart rate, respiratory depression, apnea, amongst many other effects, while the psychological effects include substance abuse disorders, depression, and anxiety. The reason why I decided to explore music is because this is a vital agent of socialization, especially for young people during adolescence. It can shape the views and the norms of youth and influence the identity development and the way they become social beings within society. Hip-hop music is a popular genre and has become a source of information and consequently a source of learning and compassed with various social practices among youth cultures, and the codeine culture is merely one example thereof. This could lead to harmful risks for young people. The main objective of my study was to deconstruct and critically analyze South African hip-hop music discourses that normalize and promote the codeine culture. My methodology was based on Fairclough's three-dimensional framework of critical discourse analysis, where I collected data from the song lyrics and the music videos on three different levels for both modes of discourse. In order to analyze this data, I applied the different toolkits. For the song lyrics and texts, I applied systemic functional linguistics, and for the visual content of the music videos, I applied the social semiotic approach. My findings suggest that there is a pattern of normalizing and glamorizing the codeine culture in both lyrical and visual discourses. In this instance, hip-hop music is a source of information about the codeine culture. Furthermore, findings suggest that there is a definite codeine culture that exists and is evolving within the South African context. I would recommend that further research be done exploring the motivations and perceptions of youth related to the codeine culture. I also advocate for the upscheduling of codeine products and the introduction of awareness campaigns regarding the dangers of codeine use.